All right, it's time to play you that interview with Dom Di Tommaso, one of the biggest parkour free-running superstars in all of the world, because unlike in 2004, it is a full-on real-world top-tier sport involving some of the most talented athletes in the world. And so we're going to let you in on that world right now, because Dom is in Johannesburg and I got to speak with him.
So I'm here not in a bed, but in a sunbed with one of the most famous and successful and just prominent, I guess, free-running, also known as parkour athletes in the whole world. This is more intimate than I've ever had an interview, but we're still social
distancing. It is cozy, you know, we've got plenty of spacious room out here and lovely grey weather to sit in.
Beautiful view of Johannesburg.
Yeah.
And it's your first time in Johannesburg. Why are you here?
I'm here doing a Red Bull project. We're filming over a bunch of different locations and trying to put together a really cool creative project.
Tell the people what parkour is.
It's a street sport that is very much about using your body in a reach or escape situation. So learning how to overcome obstacles both mentally and physically. You strip away kind of the high-rise jumps and the emancipation that you see of all your friends. It is fundamentally learning to use your body and learning to use those techniques.
And it seems like inbuilt environments, which is very cool. Like you're using stairwells, you're running down roads, you're jumping off little ledges and things to try and move as quickly and gracefully as possible.
Yeah, I mean, the sport itself very much thrives in an urban environment. It was created kind of in the back alleys and streets of Lys in France, and where they have a huge kind of density of population and urban landscape to go through.
So how did you get into this, man? Because it just doesn't, you know, most people, they're like, cool, I need to walk to that restaurant, I'm going to walk to that restaurant, there's a path. You're like, you know what, 3 kickflips off of that human being and maybe that bicycle rack and I'll be there in a cooler way.
Yeah, a cooler way and more fun, and I think it's also mentally rewarding to be able to kind of put yourself into a challenge and apply yourself. I personally just saw it on YouTube one day and I was like, that looks cool.
And
I want to do that.
And you were a figure skater at the time and doing a bunch of different dance forms.
Yeah, so I was actually at a performing arts high school and doing, you know, singing, dancing, acting, and wow. I was doing figure skating full time with cross country running on the weekends. And yeah, parkour instantly drew me to it.
You chose to start doing parkour. What happened that then allowed you to become a massive superstar, over 1 million followers on Instagram, sponsored by Red Bull? Parkour, if I understand, has competitions, but it also just has performance elements. What happened?
I think, really, it was a case of just putting myself out there. I started Instagram and I treated it like a job instead of like, oh, I'm just going to do this for fun and kind of like socialize on it. I decided this is going to be the place where if I can push myself and post every single day, treat it like work, then eventually it should become my job.
And now you tour the world. Hey, I saw a video. You were in Bruges and the Swiss Alps, all over the world shooting this stuff. And like, it looks incredible, man. Like you just see a built environment and then you launch yourself in all different directions. How much of that is like pre-scripted or felt out? Is there a lot of kind of like free experimentation that happens in parkour, or is it also equally, okay, I think I can do this, I'll pull this off and then do that and give like a sequence to it?
I would say majority of the jumps that you see are all calculated or pre-thought of. It's making sure that you're ready to do those challenges, but that only comes by doing a whole bunch and a whole variety of smaller challenges that are similar or in a way likened to that.
Okay, that's super interesting. And so what is like trick shot of parkour? What is like the coolest, most audacious thing that you can do in your repertoire?
In my repertoire, I would say a flip precision is probably the coolest and most individual thing to the sport. But personally, I'm able to take those to quite large scales. So flying, you know, 3 to 4 meters through the air and then landing on a single brick wall out of a somersault.
How often does it go wrong? What's your health insurance like? What's your
It goes wrong less than you think, because it is you versus an inanimate object. So there's no other person tackling you. There's no other factors coming into play except your body. But there is accidents, of course, that come along, but mostly it's knocks and bruises, as we try to encourage people to work within their skill set and slowly progress that to a long period of time. I've been doing it 14 years now, so what you're seeing is the final product of 14 years of training, as opposed to I went out this morning and was like, oh, I think I can do that.
,in like a Dukes of Hazzard kind of way.
Okay. Yeah, very cool. Different to Jackass.
Yeah, very, very, very different. If I understand correctly, you're going around Johannesburg this week because you're shooting for a special City of Gold Red Bull Dominic Di Tommaso takeover.
That's it. Yeah, it's a very exciting project because it's not going to be our regular format of things.
Oh,
there's
really?
A few new creative aspects that we're bringing on board, and we're kind of sinking our teeth into the conceptualization of this piece, and I'm really keen to bring that to everybody.
You're going to be going to Soweto Theatre this afternoon. What else is planned?
We've got a few other locations like Gold Reef City. Cool. That should be very, very exciting. Cool. And we've been down to Ponte Towers as well.
Nice.
Which is like an amazing experience to be at the bottom of that, looking up into the towers above.
I can't wait for the shots of that, because that's such an iconic part of the Joburg landscape and the skyline.
It definitely felt like there was a lot of like cultural history there, and like it was a crazy place to just be.
That's amazing. Do you know why I paused there?
Yeah.
I can feel that I'm going.
He's no, going.
Dominic DiTomaso on 5.
So that was Dom DiTomaso, an absolute legend. We are going to be posting a video of that interview up, including some of his most epic skills. Matapelo has been watching some of Dom's videos for the first time. And what was it you said?
Does your his first health insurer know what he does for a living? Because it looks extremely dangerous.
And your first question to him would be, are you okay? So I'm very glad that I didn't send you for that interview, because I don't think it would have gone that well.